Well, some of the uses are just, pure fun stuff, like sending messages to other hams out there, communicating with the ISS when you have the opportunity. You can check weather, a good one. And I don't leave my APRS on all the time either. I don't really care if people know where I'm driving. And, I don't have that privacy concern. So I just don't have enough digipeters around me to make it work really well. I think today I picked up iGate and Erie picked me up, and that's quite a distance from me here. But it was one location where I was up a little bit higher, so it knows.
Connecting
everybody
DMR
knows
to
that
Brand Meister Talk Group 311800.
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure what we have going on. Hold on. All right. Try it again. A lot of fun things to do. You don't have to have it on all the time. It's just kind of another mode of using ham radio, I guess. I don't know. Anybody else have any things that they use it for specifically besides maybe vehicle tracking, things that they do, other daily uses of it? Let us know with your call sign twice and slowly. Okay. Well, maybe not. Sorry it took you so, it was so hard to check in. Sometimes those pileups get a little hairy to pick people out of. So, Nicholas, did that answer your question or help you at all?
Yeah, that did. Thank you. I understand everything in amateur radio is pretty much just for fun, experimental stuff, right? It's, that's how the hobby goes. Yeah, I just, kind of thought, I don't know if I, want to have that on all the time because you never know. But I'm also curious about is the tracking done through like a triangulation, or is it just purely on the computers? Does it have other information of that it's sending based on the digit feeders that it's communicating with, or and then the accuracy of it, what's the granularity of the tracking?
Well, as far as that goes, it's either using the GPS data that is on your radio or on your phone, if you're using it just via the phone, because you don't have to have a radio, to use it. But it will use that, pulls that GPS data. It'll pull that GPS data, and that's what it uses for data. It will tell you, everything that gives you the altitude, pretty much everything that GPS provides there. So I think that answers that question. Anything else?
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Thank you. I thought when you said in the beginning that the founder had started it in the early 80s, that it was pre-GPS. I thought perhaps there was another method of geolocating. But no, thank you. You answered my questions, and I appreciate the all the information. So send it back to you, W9MK.
Well, you have to remember he was a naval person, and so they had the military GPS, and they started rolling out consumer GPS around those times. So I think that's probably I remember trying to set up a packet tracking system in the it's probably even the early 90s, and it was hard to get things and people to understand what I was even talking about. So anyhow, now it's a common thing. very commonplace. So there was somebody else out there who was talking about the BTEC UV Pro. I lost your call sign. Can you come back with that call sign and any comments that you would like to make on that? Oh, right. Well, maybe not there. Anyhow, yeah, I have the UV Pro. That's one of the radios I use. And I'm not sure what the question was, but it is useful. It also has an app, and it will. It, the thing about it is it can function as a, let's see, it can function as a receive-only. I forget. It's an eye gate, but it's kind of a crippled eye gate. So, I don't think it'll relay messages, but it will receive messages. That's, I think, how that works. But, you know, it's an interesting device. I'm still working on figuring it all out. It interfaces with the iPhone or Android phone, and it's pretty cool radio in a lot of ways. It's the same radio as the Vero VR N76. I think Radiodity also makes a version of it. They're all the same radio. And they're, you know, $170 to $200 around there. Nice little radio for what it is. It's built pretty tough. Let's see. All right. Well, let's see. We need to go on here. And so let me give you some resources here. Places that you can go to look or get information about it. APRS.fi, of course, we talked about. It's a fun website to play with. The official website is APRS.org, and it's now maintained by the APRS Foundation. Direwolf is free software TNC, and that is available on GitHub, and it runs on Windows, Linux, Raspberry Pi. And it's really a nice entry point into software-based APRS. For Android phones, you have APRS Droid, and that's a free Android app, and it's a great way to get started without any hardware investment.
VE7S.
All right, so I think those are some of the resources I have there. So, you know, it's really easy. If you could get started tonight, you could install APRS Droid on your phone, or you can pull up APRS.fi in your FI in your browser. Find your local area and just see what's out there. Take a look and see how many DigiPeters are out there. Find your nearest eye gates. Just kind of get a look and see what's going on out there. And, you know, it doesn't take any hardware to do that. So it's kind of a fun thing to do. APRS is just another aspect of the hobby. And I think as people start playing with it, they become more and more interested in it. I think it's, you know, there are a lot of different technologies out there that will do similar things. MeshCore, MeshTastic is the big one right now. I think that it's very similar. Although I like APRS, but anyhow, let's see. So really, this APRS was founded in the era where that GPS was just classified military technology, and the internet was young and just a kind of an experiment. So, you know, Seeing your friends or tracking vehicles on a shared map just really seemed pretty much like science fiction. And remember, it was all built on an Apple II, but refined after decades, and all given back to the community. So now that's about all I have on APRS tonight. So let's go ahead and see if there are any other tech questions. Does anybody have any tech questions or just want to check in? Go ahead and give us your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
November 9, Romeo Echo Sierra. November 9, Romeo Echo Sierra. Bill in Chicago.
Echo 7, Whiskey Fox, V7WF, with a comment.
Victor Alpha 3 Tango Delta Echo. Victor Alpha 3 Tango Delta Echo. No comments, but I will be listening in the net. Thank you.
Kilo 1 Zulu Echo Delta. Kilo 1 Zulu Echo Delta. Set Georgetown, Texas.
Alpha Kilo 6 Romeo Hotel. Alpha Kilo 6 Romeo Hotel. Check in and out.
All right, let me read back who I have here. I have AK6RH Ryan checked in and out. Thank you for checking in tonight. We have Cody, Georgetown, Texas. K1ZED, thank you for checking in. We have Theodore, VA3TDE, and we have Rick with a comment or question. VE7WF, we'll get back to you in just a second. We have William, Bill, in Woodstock, Illinois, N9RES. Thank you for checking in. Let's go to VE7WF. Rick, how are you tonight again? And go ahead with your comment, question, whatever.
Yeah, to the question about daily use for APRS, the one you touched upon, the high-altitude balloons, because I don't know if you mentioned it earlier. There's a – I'm still walking the dog. That's why I'm puffing. A website called amateur.sondehub, S-O-N-D-E-H-U-B.org, amateur.sondehub.org, where you have a nice graphic display of balloons that are carrying APRS and other telemetry around the world, so that's an aspect of the hobby that is kind of fun, and it doesn't require you to be transmitting anything, just see what's going on out there. Go ahead, back to net.
All right, Rick, thank you for that. Yeah, you know, there's just a lot of cool things you can do, and I was trying to find that. I don't know that I cut the URL, I don't think I caught it there. You kind of broke up a little bit. If you could give us that URL one more time, please.
Okay, it's amateur.sondhub, S-O, Sierra Oscar, November Delta, Echo, Hotel Uniform Bravo, sondhub.org, I think it's O-R-G.
Okay, I'm doing something wrong there. But I do see one that's EOSS. Maybe that's the same one, but it is the same kind of thing, I think, there, where it allows you to track the balloons out there. And that's pretty cool, too. There's just a lot of things that you can do with APRS and tracking. Now, I got it wrong there. I was misspelling things. But, yeah, I can see some balloons right now over, looks like, Colorado Springs in the Denver area there. One's at 104,000 feet and another one at 43,000 feet. So that's pretty cool to watch and see. Thank you for sharing that information there, Rick. all right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Let's see, what time is it? Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up. So I want to thank everyone who has checked in with us tonight. This is Scott, N7FGP in Jamestown, New York. And be sure to visit the Absolute TechNet website, absolutetech.com. Let me look it up here for a second. I think it's absolutetech.com. It has all of the information on the net on it, and absolutetech.org. Absolutetech.org. and it'll have all the information on it, all the connection options, plus you'll see what's coming up. You can also go back and look at past articles or listen to past TechNets. A lot of stuff there. So on behalf of everybody here that's helping me out tonight, Scott, Chris, everybody out there tonight, I'm going to say 7-3 and